miles down beneath the earth. Lives a mole man, Owen Daylight, and he's questioning his worth, because each night will find him dreaming of a world that's not his own. Then he wakes up feeling empty and alone. He's seen pictures by the thousands in the mole man library, and heard stories from the surface dwelling moles, of clouds and trees and birds and Angelina Jolie. Rotting in this hole, because Owen Daylight's never seen the sun. But deep within his heart, he knows that one day he'll leave behind the dirt and grime and find a brighter hue. Because Owen hates this brown and gray, he yearns for green and blue. Well, it took 600 years, but Owen finally decided. I need to see the surface, Owen warily confided. I'd give my life, he begged, and what he said he meant. The down of the century told, he opened his mouth and crawled.
Century Toad just smirked and looked at him, and he said,
"Young Mole Man, I have been around for a very long time. I've seen the history of your world and the surface world unfold, and one thing is constant. Since the dawn of time, man and Mole Man alike have believed that happiness lies in what others have. You are not alone, young Mole Man, and thus, I offer you a vision. Lick my back."
So Owen did.
In a sentence set on fire, and his spirit was transported to New York and London, Tokyo, Toronto, and Dubai. And yes, it all was beautiful, and yes, his dreams were filled. But something didn't feel right, and then Owen realized why. He saw even on the surface, people weren't happy, and just like him, nowhere else to turn. Sun. But just like all the others, nothing changed, and so he's done. So screw the green and blue, because beautiful is brown, and finally things are looking up,
or rather,
things are looking down.